Thank you, Russ. Good day, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to SSR2 Plenary Call Number 74 on 13th of June 2019 at 1400 UTC. Members joining the call today are Russ, Ram, Chabera, Lauren, Norm, Casey, Kaveh. We just had a phone number ending in 610. Could you identify your name, please?
This is Navit.
Thank you, Navit. And from ICANN organization, we have Jennifer, Nagar, Steve, Sharla, and Brenda. Apologies today from Denise, Eric, and Elaine. Today's call is being recorded. Please state your name before speaking for the record and kindly mute your audio when not speaking. And Russ, I'd like to turn the call over to you. Thanks.
It looks like Carrie Ann joined after you did the team member roll call.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay, so the first thing I'd like to do is talk about the technical writer. Last night, very late last night, the leadership team received a bio of someone who ICANN is putting forward. We have not yet had a chance to go over that, but I wanted you to know that we're moving rapidly to fill that position. I don't know if there's any other status that staff can offer.
Hi, Russ. This is Jennifer. No, I think you covered it with your update. Thanks.
Okay, so the leadership team is going to go over that bio by email and hopefully not have to wait till we can actually have a call. Lauren's on the call, but neither Denise nor Eric could make today's call, so we'll figure that out. The next thing is we wanted to make sure that we had all of the recommendations put together in time for the new tech writer to be on board. And so Jennifer, if you could put into the chat the Google Doc link, since most people can't click it on the screen. Okay, great. I am not sure which ones are new since the call yesterday. I know that I've seen some email discussions about some of them. So I think we have to scroll down to recommendation 19 before we see the first rewrite of one that was here before. Recommendation 19 appears after the suggestions. So can we display that on the Zoom? Scroll down to recommendation 19 if you can, please. Yeah, they're not in order. down from where you are. There we go, up just a little. Okay, there was a rewrite of this since We were last together, I think. Now it looks like there was just a minor edit. So are there any concerns here? Okay, scrolling down to the next one, we had a discussion about this one last week in terms of what traffic volume the L route should be able to handle. I don't see that that was addressed. So I think the real question is whether we want to preserve 15_2 or whether we think that is the part about carrying the load of the whole route during DDoS attacks. If I remember right, Casey was saying we should remove that part. I don't remember who was advocating for it. I'm not seeing any hands.
Sorry, this is Casey. I put comments in the document, so I was hoping whoever owned that one would deal with it.
I see the comments, but I don't see that anyone has addressed them. Does anyone want to advocate for keeping this phrase, or maybe the best thing is just to delete it?
Again, my concern was, do we have any evidence that ICANN is doing something wrong here? I mean, do they not already have, I didn't attend this meeting with ICANN, so I don't know, but do they not already have in place to deal with DOS attacks? And is LRoot not already hardened to sufficiently for our expectations?
That was not the nature of the discussion. It was more, if everyone else is falling down, can LRoot be the backstop was the nature of the discussion.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Norm. I think that phrase around DDoS attack should be deleted and then read it. See if the recommendation still makes sense. Because the idea was, you know, as you say, it was not to defend against DDoS attacks. It was to address the fact that there is no contracts with the root providers.
Okay, but assuming there's no contracts, which there has never been, what's the threat model? If the threat model is DDoS attacks, then my contention is you can't harden LRoot enough. If somebody's already taken out all the routes.
It's not about DDoS. Forget DDoS.
Okay, so what is it about? What's the threat model?
The threat model is that the other routes, for whatever reason, decide not to host the route anymore.
I think this is not a not coherent recommendation in that case. We have to establish the threat model in the recommendation and then make a recommendation that is consistent with mitigating against that threat model. And if somebody, if I were in charge of the roots and somebody said, okay, all the roots but one are gone, my way of dealing with that is not to harden L root. It's to find another way to distribute the root zone.
Well, that's fine.
Which is what ICANN is already pursuing. So again, I think we need to be careful to not, if that's the threat model and ICANN's already pursuing other options like hyperlocal root, we need to say we encourage ICANN to continue to pursue these options. Or we need to have the conversation about what actually makes sense. But right now, I don't see a match between what we believe the threat model is and what this recommendation is trying to propose.
Yes.
So this is Lauren. I agree with KC here. Like, it just, it's a bit like, okay, it just doesn't, I mean, it's not just, I think, the lack of threat model. It's just the scenario is off. So I would also say, let's just kick this one.
So what I'm hearing is keep the first paragraph and delete the second. Is that correct? Because there, I don't think anyone felt that LROOT shouldn't be leading by example, which I think is what the first paragraph is about.
Yeah, this is Naveed. Can I say something, please? I'm waiting for long because I don't see the queue, and I'm on phone actually. I can't access Zoom.
Please go ahead.
Actually, I remember this hardening of L root was one of the topics that was in the table, and we must have it there for some reason because it was the table was a product of the LA meeting, and I did not attend, so I am not sure why we included that. So unless we know and unless the people who were there can tell us why we thought that the hardening of L root is needed, I don't think that we should right away like delete anything related to that, because if we have something put in, we can't just remove it just because we don't find the reason of why it is there. So it has to be there for some reason in the table. We had to investigate it or whatever. I don't know who who put that in that table. But I think it should be. And the other thing is, I think the main thing that Casey raised in the previous meeting was that there was a phrase like L root is capable of handling all root traffic. So I already deleted that all root traffic, and we're just saying root traffic. I'm not sure how to measure that, but. I'm not for deleting that right away unless we know the reason. Thank you.
So, Naveed, there's two places where hardening is discussed, and I think we're only talking about deleting the second one. The first one talks about procedures that are shared with other root servers about how to harden the hardening strategies. We're talking about keeping that one, but deleting the other one in the second paragraph.
Okay, so I see what you're saying. So the main thing I want to keep in the second one is basically the right communication with the SOs, ACs, and the researchers, what we say at the end of that paragraph. So if we can merge that to the first one, I think that I would have no objection to that.
Steve, go ahead.
Thanks, Russ. I'm going to 15.2 sounds like it's in need of a large rewrite or at least a better understanding. So I'm going to not comment on that. 15.1, I would recommend evaluating the use of the term requirements, because that implies that there's an enforcement model. And as mentioned previously in this call by Casey and maybe some others, that there are no contracts with the root server operators. So having requirements with that implied enforcement would be difficult to implement. I'm all for best practices, and that should, as implied, as written in the recommendation, that should go through RSAC and have close collaboration, but I'm concerned about the term requirements. Thank you.
So, Steve, what you're suggesting is develop baseline security best practices for root server operators and leave it at that.
Yes, with the strength of the wording of close cooperation or collaboration with our RSACs. That's
no, I didn't mean to delete that. I didn't mean to delete that other part. I just wanted to make sure that I understood what your suggestion was.
Yes, that is then correct. This is Norm. So I think I've heard that we're deleting 15.2, correct?
No, we're trying to figure out how to keep the bottom part of it so that I can coordinate vulnerability disclosure processes, security reports of intelligence, and so on, that part. Okay, I'm not seeing any other hands. So with those changes, are we happy with 15.2? Okay, I think we talked about 20, 21, 22, 23, the merge of those last time. We had a concern about abusive naming, and I think Steve Conte made a suggestion in the document that said maybe we can just get rid of the word abuse so that we can avoid the plethora of potential meanings for that. And I'm not sure what word we would use instead, perhaps misleading naming or something to that effect. Does anyone have a concern with that?
I think I also put a bunch of concerns. This is Casey, a bunch of concerns in the document. We had a long discussion last week about that naming is not abusive in itself. It's a use of it. So I think we're not going to get much traction unless we're a lot more precise, citing things from others.
Casey, I don't see comments hear from you on this recommendation.
I don't see them right now either. Maybe I put them in the email. I will go find or reconstruct them. Who owns this one?
I'd have to go bring up another document to answer that.
A meta comment then. It would in general help to have the name in this document for each recommendation so that I can go pursue private conversation if I need to save time and make progress here.
I'll take the action to go through and add the pen holder to each of these.
Thanks. So again, the implication here is that we're putting the responsibility on ICANN to decide what's misleading and what's visually indistinguishable. Presumably there's a conversation that's already happening about that or has already happened in the context of IDNs and homoglyphs or whatever it is. And we need to be aware of it and take it into account in this recommendation. This thing looks like it's not informed by conversations that have happened up till now.
So it's asking that I can take measures to highlight and act upon those, not take on responsibility of defining what those mean.
Right. So what definition does it use?
So you're just saying, can we provide a pointer here?
If one exists, right. I think the problem will be you don't have one. And then what?
This is Norm. Didn't the ESSAC write a report on this?
I'm sure they did at some point.
Well, that would be the pointer.
I'm not sure they defined it.
No.
Someone has to go do that work.
But that sounds like a community thing, not a ICANN thing.
I suspect the ESSAC report is commenting on the fact that the community thing has not worked. If there was a community thing. I don't know. Steve might know more here in this space. We're skating to the edge of my recollection.
Yeah, this is Steve. I know that there's been conversations in the past, both internally and with the broader community about the term abusive and abusive and stuff. And there's not a clear landing place on what that means, an agreeable landing place on what that means to every party. And I know John Crane, for instance, and his team want to keep that conversation going because it has strong implications on how both the organization and the community respond and move forward.
You know, the secondary issue, although it's more of a primary issue, is what does act upon mean? What exactly are you asking ICANN to do here? Stop the domain? And again, I want to emphasize, I don't even know what a misleading name is, unless it's in a certain context of how it's going to be used. Because is apple.bank misleading or apple.pizza? I mean, this list looks like a rat hole to me, and I think we have to be super precise about what will count for SSR3 as having implemented this recommendation. And I have no idea, based on what's written here, what would count.
I hope I'm not stopping anyone else from speaking. I also can't see the list. This is Lauren. So I think one of the issues here is that for some of these elements, we reached out to various players and so on. And I think the problem is that some of these definitions that we're looking for, I'm not sure if they exist yet or have been developed to a point where they would be reliable. So that's a problem. At the same time, we have also seen and heard that this is a real issue. So we do have to address it somehow. But as you say, Casey, I'm not sure how we can kind of write this recommendation without having these definitions at hand right now. So my only idea is to essentially reach out again and see if there is something that we can use here.
So Lauren, are you taking that action to do that literature search?
I will look into literature. I'll also get in touch with some people, see if there's something we can use.
Thank you. Okay, until we have that information, I think that's all we can do with this one right now. I think that we're at the bottom of the document, so were any new ones added in the middle of the document since last week?
Hi Ross, this is Carrie. I just amended the one that was left out. It would be above your recommendation. So if you scroll up, keep going.
Which number is it?
So the numbers, I couldn't put a number because the numbers weren't sequential. So I just put it as a text. It's above this. It's on the page right after. Keep going.
So this is the one with V1-3?
Yeah, I merged it. Yeah, I merged it as I found it. And okay.
So that's...
It's above this. Keep going.
Right above the suggestion.
Right here. Uh-huh. Right here. So if you go up a little bit more, you'll... Yeah, right there. So I merged V1 to 3.
Okay. Can everybody take a minute to read this?
And just so everyone knows, the approach I took was to make it more positive, just to take it from the idea of a capacity strengthened for registrar, because it could be that's the issue. So it was more to encourage ICANN to be more active in that regard rather than taking an enforcement hardline with it.
I'm worried about should consider. I don't know. Does that mean this is met if the board talks about it and it's minuted?
We could make it stronger.
Iris, I added a comment on that, if you can see that, please.
I'm not seeing any hands. Does that mean the rest of it people are happy with? Carrie, I was hoping that you could add which part of the strategic plan this supports.
I'll look at it and I'll do that later today, tomorrow.
Thank you. All right, I'm not seeing any other new text. Did I miss any? Okay, Norm, I'm going to call you on the carpet a little bit here. I know you've got a big chunk. You took a big action item coming out of Brussels. When do you think we'll be able to see some text for that?
There's some at the bottom of this.
Oh, there is?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I guess I probably put it in the wrong spot.
Oh, okay. So the text at the very, very bottom. So this should be recommendation 36, right?
I'm not sure of the number. That's why I just stuck it at the bottom.
Okay.
So in discussions with some others, I thought it was best to keep this at a fairly high level at this point, at least. Because you write a whole book on this.
I think high level is the right idea.
So I tried to capture the salient points that we're talking about so that we as a group can, you know, decide if this is on the right track or should something be modified or should something be added or deleted.
Norm, can I ask you to do the same thing as I asked Carrie Ann to do and point to the part of the strategic plan that this supports?
Already noted. Thank you.
Thank you. Any comments on Norm's proposed text here? Not seeing any hands.
It just seems to me that it's something, I don't know what autonomous means and how does SSR3 know that it's autonomous and how does something autonomous fit into ICANN's current bylaws?
Yeah, good point. So maybe autonomous is not the correct word here. The notion is that it has to be at somewhat at arm's length in order to be effective.
I actually think autonomous is the right word. I just don't think it's possible in the current structure. So I don't think it can be used as a metric for the success of this recommendation. I think something else is going to have to be a metric, some other autonomous evaluation of whether it's being effective.
Well, my own view is if it's not autonomous, it will not be effective.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why I think autonomous is the right word, but I think we're going to have to expect in this case, the board to come back with, okay, this isn't possible, or we're going to punt this to a PDP that will take 2 years and then not generate something autonomous. So I think we need to think a little bit more about how to write this in a way that there's accountability for it. This needs a conversation. I don't have an answer here. I'm just trying to red team it a little.
Yeah, no, got it. So I thought somebody would comment on the who is point.
You mean the private access to who is?
Yeah, I'm advocating this group has access to the WHOIS data.
Right. I think there's going to be a pushback on the fact that, or the claim that this would significantly reduce the requirement for others to have access, because I think you have an interesting ecosystem now of many private companies, at least believing, I don't know how to evaluate it, but believing they do good when they have access to non-public WHOIS data. And so you're kind of saying that whole industry wouldn't need to exist anymore.
What I'm saying is that historically, A lot of different organizations have done abuse monitoring for the registries and registrars, and they used Whois to do that. Now, when Whois going away is fine, as long as somebody else picks up the ball to do the abuse monitoring and research. So what's happened is nobody has.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying that this group could.
Yeah.
There's a great, including my own organization, there'd be no need for the SDF anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I would quite happily turn off the SDF if this other group was formed. I'd say job achieved. Thank you.
You have the accountability issue. Who's watching this organization? Who does this organization report to? And who makes sure that this organization is in fact working, you know, operating with accurate data and validating their data and yada, yada, yada.
Good point.
I don't see a function that accomplishes this goal. So this looks like it could make it worse by, you know, saying that we've solved the problem, but moving everything inside a black box that nobody else can evaluate. That is nobody's job to evaluate. So.
You're right. There has to be some type of oversight of this group.
Yeah.
Good point.
And I don't know that we get away with telling ICANN to go create that oversight or the community to create that oversight because they think they've done that in the current structure. So I completely agree with the problem here. And even the idea that it's some sort of center of expertise would be a way to solve it. But it needs to be, would need to be carefully architected, and there needs to be some external form of oversight that isn't the industry itself, I guess. And we just could add that text in here somehow. Pending the existence of some other entity, we suggest that SSR2 should remain involved until we believe it's sufficiently autonomous that it, or has sufficient oversight that it's satisfying the recommendation. So again, it comes back to how does SSR3 know that this recommendation, one, was executed and two, met the intended result or whatever the wording is that we've had to evaluate for SSR1.
Let's write notes to myself here. That's okay.
Yeah. I'll noodle on it, Norman. We can also talk offline. But this is the, in my mind, one of the central problems here of everything else we're dealing with. So I think it's a super important recommendation.
I firmly and truly believe that this would be monumental in correcting things if we can pull it off.
Yep. You know, there was
Norm, you got really excited about this in Brussels, so I'm hoping you still have that excitement after all the research you did.
Right. Research, like we all pointed at this 2010 document where something like a CERT was tried before, so we at least need to go prove that we've done our homework and say, we understand this was tried in 2010, and we understand this is why it failed, or we don't understand, or here's what we do understand, but this needs to be tried again, and here's why we think it would be different now, or what they should do differently to avoid what happened in 2010 that made it not take off. And now I'm totally have no idea what the right answers is to fill in all those gaps because I didn't do that research.
Yeah, my checking on the DNS cert and talking to people about it. A lot of people thought it was the Empire Building at the time.
I guarantee you this would become that. This recommendation would become that also. So that's the challenge, is how to keep it accountable.
Yeah. Well, the whole idea is that, as I said, like the people that do abuse analysis research, all that are few and far between. And that's part of the problem, is that you need this small group that has legs to it. So if one person leaves, you don't lose all the knowledge.
Well, another solution I might expect if it were the FTC doing it would be create a lot more people that do domain abuse research. So, you know, have ICANN fund scholarships in this space or something, or
as long as the goal is achieved,
and then have a measurable ruler to judge it later, like 10 new people, or establish a certificate program in abuse research like you have in CCIP or whatever.
No, I think that's good, but part of the problem is that we need deep knowledge of abuse within the ICANN community / organization ecosystem. So while I'm all in favor of working with, you know, research and educational institutions, I'm not sure. They tend to be fleeting, so the money goes out, the report comes back in, and then people move on. Trying to think of a way of building up this expertise of dealing with abuse that's within the ecosystem itself. Because right now, like if you say, what is abuse? No one can even agree on what that means. It's crazy.
Okay.
But I don't want to do this in such a way that you lose the baby with the bathwater. So if we make this, too large, that it just falls off the edge of the planet, then we're nowhere. We're going to end up with zero. So really looking for assistance is how do we phrase this in such a way that it gets accepted?
And who is this organization hiring if there's so few people? I mean, what's the pipeline? And what would create the pipeline if not ICANN or industry funding? Because the academia has apparently not created it for you. And
yeah, we purposely did not put funding in at this point. Obviously, there will be money involved in this. That has to come from somewhere. I think we need to work on that.
Yeah.
I'll put a note. Maybe some governments would step up and say, here's a whack of money.
Sure. Although I think we need to, we're not making recommendations to government in this document, but what we could do is make a recommendation that tries to achieve the goal of ICANN being transparent about the fact that it's not within its capability to establish this organization within some amount of time and to assert that publicly, so that then others have the ability to look at it and say, okay, this isn't happening. We better go find another solution to this. Mm. For example, I mean, again, to bring it back to something where there's a measurable outcome, it moves the ball forward in understanding whether this can be fixed inside the current structure. And it alerts folks who might want to put funding into such a thing that there's their signal. I don't know what, just as a side comment, I don't know what the current status is on all of those CCT recommendations, but this one looks to me like the flavor of CCT recommendation that got punted by the board into this is for someone else to go figure out. And CCT was super unhappy about the way that it was handled, as far as I'm understanding. So I just want to manage our expectations about the way a recommendation like this might get handled. Not that it's our job to anticipate all of that, but I think we should think about it.
Yeah, no, I understand this. No comments from anybody else?
Yeah, Steve Conte has his hand up. I just wanted you guys to finish before we moved on. Steve?
Yeah. This, as mentioned before, we've tried this before, and it was quite a painful experience, and yet it's a great idea. And I'm wondering if maybe we're taking two steps instead of one step, and maybe the recommendation should be more about asking the question or convening work party, whatever we want to call it, to ask those questions on the broader community of that you guys are struggling with right now, about funding, about autonomy, about all that stuff. In some ways, you know, Norm, I'm using you as a poster child here. If we can, we, the organization, can do this openly, transparently, and collaboratively, I think is the key there, then there won't be the empire, hopefully there won't be the empire building aspect or perception of it, and more buy-in and ownership from the community as well to build. So maybe the recommendation is more about, hey, go talk to the community or you know, develop something that has some legs on it that maybe the community can embrace, instead of saying, you know, this is what you guys should do, go do it. And, you know, it's just my personal opinion on this and how to move that forward. So take it for what it's worth.
I agree. That's probably a more palatable approach. The flip side of the concern on that is that it's yet another project that drags on 10 years.
I agree. I think somebody would rather need to go review why the other one failed, why the cert failed, and why it wouldn't fail again. Like, what would be different this time that would make it not fail again? I don't think we have to repeat the exercise if we can go gather the lessons learned from the previous exercise. In fact, I would be super reluctant to recommend repeating the exercise.
Yeah, the other one was not an abuse center. It was a DNS cert, and that was part of the criticism of it, was the idea that there are certs, we didn't need one specific for DNS. But this is not a cert, and it's not specifically about DNS. It's about domain name abuse.
I think that distinction is going to get lost on most people. It's sort of lost on me, because when I look at the bullets here, this abuse center would da 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 da. Those all look to me like cert like activities. Never mind what you call it, in that they're operational. My recollection of why the cert failed was that not only there's a lot of other certs, but ICANN shouldn't do mission creep into operational space. So we're going to have to address that issue. I don't, maybe that's the point that needs to be hashed out. Maybe that's why this needs to be some other third party organization. But I take Steve's point. This has been done before. It was painful. We need to minimize the repetition of that pain and maximize the utility of the exercise in our collective wisdom, and then have it written down somewhere. And maybe that's a piece of research or a piece of work that needs to be done by somebody. Maybe we need to go have ICANN fund somebody to go do that, do a 3-month exercise on digging down into all of that and writing up lessons learned.
Yeah, well, I hope to use the upcoming ICANN meeting as an opportunity to socialize this with.
That's a great idea. Fantastic idea.
And, you know, see what people think. If there's no appetite for this, or everyone thinks, you know, yes, there should be a process to get to this point, then that's fine. As long as, you know, that point is reached. If there will be people that say no out of the gate, and we need to listen to that as well. So I do hope there'll be at least some people say, great idea. Let's find a way of getting it done. So I guess I want to get a sense for, is there a will or appetite for this within the ecosystem to have this happen?
So those hallway conversations seem really important, and look forward to hearing how you assimilate that and report back.
Mm-hmm.
So any other discussion on this text? I put some comments in, Norm, based on these discussions. Hopefully they will guide you going forward here.
Okay, sorry, I got too many windows. I'm just searching for it here again.
They're in the Google Doc, so they'll be there on the in the margin there.
Got it. Okay, thank you.
Yep. Okay. I think that brings us to the recap of the action items. Jennifer?
Great. Thanks, Russ. So the action items I captured for today was, the first one is for you, Russ, to add the names of the pen holders to each of the recommendations in the Google Doc for ease of reference. And then Carrie Ann and Norm both are going to add references to this strategic plan to their draft recommendations. And that's all I captured. Let me know if I missed anything as usual. Thanks.
Hello, Storm. Could I ask who's going to be at the upcoming ICANN meeting for our two-day get-together?
So we did a doodle poll on that about which days different people would be there. And maybe Jennifer can post the results into the chat so everybody has them.
I will certainly send them via the list because I don't have them immediately in front of me. And since we're wrapping up, I'll send that today.
Great, thank you.
Thanks.
All right, I think that's the end then. Thank you very much.
Thank you, everybody.
Cheers.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.